Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world from what it used to be.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now.
Wonder what you tell me now.
Fire.
color. Everybody,
we need each other.
Wake up, everybody. Well, see, we need, wake up, everybody. We
come
need,
on now, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the baby.
Teach the children.
Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the children.
Teach the baby. They're the one who's coming out.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for this awesome and wonderful, beautiful Monday evening. Always grateful, always thankful to still be yet amongst the living. Thanking God for you and your presence. God is always for his presence in all that we do. We want to always usher in the Holy Spirit. Welcome him in. Let him take over our mouthpiece and let him allow us an opportunity to serve him in a mighty way by sharing through transparency the delivery of the word tonight as we speak tonight and as we think about it. 150 years in oneness. We celebrated 150 year church anniversary on yesterday, and it was just fitting for us to just speak on longevity. And we're just grateful, and we're just that God continues to bless us all and continues to give us the ability to understand and know the things that he desires us to do, and that we will take that extra step and that effort, extra effort, go do what he calls us to touch a time as this. I just want to thank God for each and every one of you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for these awesome, powerful, strong, God-fearing men and women that have made their way to the radio, Blog Talk Radio show tonight. I pray blessings on top of blessings for each and every one of them. You know what they stand in need of, Lord God. And I just pray that you keep them right there in their time of need. I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to bless all of the children that you've entrusted in our care and give us the ability to take care of them and be there for them as you was there for the church. We thank you as always, Father God, for just being with us and allowing us an understanding in our hearts and in our spirit of the things that you personally want us to accomplish. But on this day, I just want to thank you for the word that will go forward. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that continues to come and study to show themselves approved and be able to understand and know what it is that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has in store for each and every one of us. We want to just say thank you for all the signs and wonders. We thank you for discernment that we will stay on track to do exactly what you would have us to do. Bless the man of the hour, Minister Jesse. Bless him, Lord God, so that he can be a blessing to others. I just want to say thank you. I love you, and I appreciate you. Fill him back up after he pours into us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we thank God and we praise God tonight for his grace and his mercy. As you can probably gather, we are in our mobile studio this evening, rolling down the interstate on our way back to the home base as we ran into the heavy traffic this afternoon on our way back. I mean, traffic that had come to a complete standstill, so much so that there were people all around were using double doors for women to handle their business and men to handle their business because, I mean, we were just at a standstill for at least 40, 45 minutes of backups, and the other one was probably 15 to 20. And by the time you get going back up to the normal speed, you've lost and the one point, probably the other one, a half an hour to 45 minutes. So just more traffic than we would ever have anticipated coming off of the 150-year celebrate. So we thank God, praise God for that this evening, for allowing us to partake in the 150th celebration of Second Baptist Church in Vincennes, Indiana. It was a very, very moving and powerful program that was put together by all of those involved, and especially having a historian come and speak and give some reflection on how many people have been through that church and the number of blacks that have been through Vincennes and attended that church. Just, again, a very powerful, powerful celebration. Other churches were invited, and these are not large congregations, as you could imagine. But for yesterday, that entire church, that entire pew area was filled beyond capacity. It probably didn't meet the fire marshal codes when they began to set folding chairs in the center aisle and next to the walls. But that's how many people were there in anticipation of this celebration. And to be quite honest, from my understanding, half of those that responded to RSVP that they would attend didn't show up. So that was a blessing. That was one of those times where it was a blessing. They didn't show up. The other benefit, of course, yesterday the church received a great offering with all attendance. And I'm sure that offering that was received yesterday would allow them to create some use and betterments around the church and the use of the funds for the expansion of the church. So again, we just thank God for being able to see something like that, a church that has been sustained by the oneness. Remember, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. And so that if I'm one with the Father, you're one with me, you also are one with the Father. It's still about oneness, that concept of being able to see, being able to experience, being able to proclaim the same thing because of the commonality of the Father. So again, we just wanted to take a few moments tonight to share with you the power of oneness. The Word talks about and gives a metaphor of how the church is supposed to be the bride of Christ. And deep perspective when we think about that, the church as the bride of Christ, to where in this particular body, over what appeared to be some 15 different ministers over those 150 years, and to have a little history on most of them, perhaps not all of them, and all of the changes that have taken place in all of the different types of buildings and programs, and it just was amazing to see how someone has maintained that history and shared it, and how through the trials, through the ups and downs, and you know, there have been some pastors that's come through that probably, I guess, Tammy, you might say at the end of the day, may have been a question mark about positive effect on the church itself. But at the end of the day, the church still remained the bride of Christ. And the church was able to fight through the trials and the tribulations, all of the challenges that were set forth by the people. And all of the people there, of course, all of that time, that maybe been members years ago and went on someplace else, that yesterday they showed up to share their appreciation for the time they spent at Second Baptist Church. Now, I want to ask you, Sammy, you know, you grew up there. I mean, just what's some of the reflections that you had emotionally, maybe, or spiritually, as the program went down yesterday? What was it that caught your attention more so than others?
Well, Jesse, I'm always grateful and thankful to be back in my little small hometown, the community that had a village that raised us all as children, all the way up as children into teenage and adulthood. It was very nice just to go back and see so many familiar faces. I know a lot of the ones that had an opportunity to pour into us as youngsters have gone on home to be with the Lord, but there were still so many more that were a little older, but not too much older than me, that probably in their 60s, 70s, some in their 80s right now, that I do remember quite well. And it was very good to see them. But not only that, just to see the support that so many came back from near and far, from every possible state that they could come from, to be able to join up there at Second Baptist Church in Vincennes, Indiana. I will say that as I sit on the pews and as I was listening to some of the songs that one of the ministers put a medley together so that he could allow us an opportunity just to get a little smidget of the songs that we used to sing there in the choir. And I know God did not gift me with that type of voice to sing, but when you're young and you don't know any better and you're being forced to be in the angel choir, you just go and put on the little white robes and you move on. But I'm grateful and I'm thankful that I learned so much. The foundation was started there at that church at the age of 9 when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and also when I accepted the opportunity to be baptized. And I just thank God for the cleansing. I thank him for the nuggets that have forever been placed in my life throughout my life. And I want to always be able to put it together and be able to declare and decree God's word upon everything that I received from him and thank him for it. But it was such a blessing, Jesse. You were right. So many people. We were not in cold with the fire marshals. I know that for a fact. But I just thank God that we took the time to just allow individuals to come in and be able to be seated in the sanctuary versus outside the sanctuary in an overflow area. But I'm just grateful and I'm thankful that you took time to go with me and be able to drive me to and from. May God bless you, and may God bless many more churches to be able to experience this 150 years. It wasn't something by listening to some of those that were historians that it was easy at all. There was a fire. There was other challenges that came about. And because of that, there was a lot of tension, a lot of things going on. But God withstood all of it, and he was able to still yet get the glory today in 23.
Wow. Just think about it. Just speaking of a time period in the 1800s, 1880-something, 150 years, and yet today, you know, we are able to deal with church and the attendance of church and the people involved so different than what it was 150 years ago. And it is a powerful thing to just think about how those people during that particular time, you know, were able to, in 1873, I mean, that's a long time ago, but they were able to start a church. You know, you see today where you see some people starting a church, but you had the same kind of situation way back then. They were able to start a church, and through all of the trials and tribulations, through the burning, as you say, through the number of pastors, I'm sure through some of the theoretical so-called scandals they may have gone through as well, the church itself is still in existence. And I love the fact, Tammy, that they had other churches that come together. I mean, they had other churches in the community that came to also show their support. Because if you all can imagine a small community like Vincennes, what, about 18,000 people, not a big community, but there are many churches. And it's good to see that in communities where you have so many of these small churches, they're beginning to see and understand that in coming together as one, there's a value in seeing the congregation or having the congregation see a church being even being preached to or being taught another pastor, another preacher. Now, I know sometimes we become so, I guess, used to our pastor. We become so accustomed to our pastor that we find it sometimes more difficult to receive from others. But when the word is being brought, just like yesterday, the word that was brought didn't come from the pastor of the church, but it came from a visiting pastor. And I want to ask you this now. Was there anything that even gave you a greater sense of satisfaction as related to the pastor? Do you all, I think you all have some kind of relationship, don't you, the pastor that gave the word yesterday? And that also give you a, can you explain how, who was that that gave the word and how does all that fit together in this whole process that we able to experience yesterday?
Yes, Jesse, you're absolutely correct. The beautiful thing about it is all of us grew up there in the church. My mother had 16 children in their household, and even though many of them have passed on, and but they have so many of their children and have so many of the great-grandchildren that are still yet here of the ministers in the pulpit were actually our first cousin, Reverend Moore, Reverend Kenny Morris, and Reverend William Morris. And to God be the glory that Reverend William Morris will word together for all of us. And it was very powerful, and it gave us instructions on going back out into the community and what we need to do and how we need to do it and fret not, fear not. And we do got to get back to that village. It takes a village, you know, to raise children, whether it takes that village to help you get them to and from church, to and from school, to and from activities, whatever it may be that you feel, think, and believe that we need to continue to move on and do great things on this earth based on our ancestors leaving all of this behind for us. So I was so grateful that Reverend Morris and William Morris and Reverend Kenny Morris were both available to come and share word and be able to share even some of their experience in growing up in a church that just celebrated 150 years. And not all, but at least half the church was full of immediate family members. So it was always nice to go and worship with our family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That is a beautiful thing when you have family members pulpit that have made it into the kingdom as in the fivefold ministry. It's got to be something that, although you're not feeling with your chest out, but you're just happy to see that a family member accepted that call and was able to bring that message in that 150-year celebration. Sometimes we just fail to see and understand the value in our relationships and the value in where a lot of times because we don't take time to look at the history of our families. We don't take time to realize what our families may have accomplished in the past. And so that tells me, as I look at it, that somewhere along the way, deep in, you know, that family tree, there have been ministers and preachers and pastors and teachers and evangelists and who knows, apostles and prophets or whatever, because that's typically what happens, is that the spirit that God has made available has anointed someone in the family, that anointing is going to carry forth and that anointing will fall on somebody in the family. And I would say the anointing was definitely there on yesterday. So again, we just praise God that we get an opportunity to see that it takes oneness to sustain a relationship, and it definitely takes oneness to sustain a church. Pastors may come and pastors go, may come, music directors go. Even parishioners may come, parishioners may go. But that body, that particular body that represents, you know, that particular community or that particular group of people can be extended, can be made, or the past can be made available simply if we are willing to sustain and maintain all of the requirements necessary to keep that entity alive. I remember reading the history of the church how it had to shut down like many churches for almost a two-year period during the recent pandemic. And then it was able to come back and begin in-person services once again when the pandemic had began to wane. So again, another powerful day yesterday, a beautiful day of singing. We had, my goodness, just a beautiful, beautiful time. And once again, the second time in a couple of weeks, we've had situations where visiting churches for totally different reasons, the time program went longer than anyone had expected. No one expected the program yesterday to go as long as it did. But once people got up and began to give a testimony or began to sing a song, and all of a sudden they had a second song and maybe a third song, but it was a beautiful thing. It didn't seem like the program was long at all. I mean, it seemed like it was just right on the money, right perfect. And everybody that came and either sung or either made a conversation, shared a testimony or praise report or whatever, it was just, you can't script it. It was like someone had sit down and put that whole script together. But those of us who have been close to those that were involved know that there was no such thing. There was no script. It was just God. It was just the Holy Spirit. It was just those people being willing to yield themselves to the leadership of that allowed that success to take place. And I want to back up too, Tammy, because prior to Sunday, on Saturday, we had a chance to fellowship. And I was just amazed at how the Holy Spirit was able to come in and do some work there as well. We had called a place where I know we sometimes eat when we go to Vincennes at Ponderosa. And they said, well, we don't take any reservations, but if you get here about 3 and your people start coming in around 4, you know, you may be able to get the room in the back and use it yourself. And, of course, you and Tina, you know, Paul and I and several others went a little bit after 3 and went to the back. And then all of a sudden, about an hour and a half later, we looked around and we had the whole back room to ourselves and went out one time to check on getting some dessert. And on the door, they had pinned a note, private party, you know, no entry. So, again, and that was not planned. You couldn't reserve the room. Some of these things that you just cannot, you can't script. And you know it's only by the grace of God. And that just told me God wanted the family, because most of those were family members, the family to come together, to break bread, to fellowship, to talk about not only the 150 years, but all other subject matters. And just the fellowship, break bread, don't put any strain on anybody, but those that were like us traveling from out of town, that we could just go there and not, you wouldn't break the bank or what it was going to cost to eat there, but you have a nice selection and choice of food that everybody could eat and everybody could find something that would be satisfactory. So again, I would say both Saturday and Sunday were great examples of how God can put things together, and when he puts them together, you know everything is going to be all right. You don't have to worry if it's going to be all right. You know it's going to be all right. So now, again, for those that may be just joining in, we are in our mobile studio this evening, traveling back from Vincennes, Indiana. We are not in the studio, and as such, we're not able and capable in the role in the studio. I use a lot of the keyboards that we use, a lot of the dashboards that we use, because it just wouldn't be too smart. It would be a little bit dangerous to be trying to do that. So we are sharing tonight reflections on the 150-year celebration that we attended over the weekend for Second Baptist Church in Vincennes, Indiana. the church where Tammy just shared, she first put her trust in the Father and put her trust in the Son and Jesus and was baptized there at 9 years old. And so we're just going through sharing what we saw, what we learned over the course of this weekend. And then after the church services had concluded, we went to a dinner, for lack of a better term, a dinner, and it was nice as well, as there were so many members of the community that made available some of their best homemade recipes on various items to share with the family. And so the family was well fed after that 150-year celebration, and I didn't hear anyone complaining about the food or the lack thereof or whatever. Everybody was completely satisfied. There was more than enough. And again, so you have a pre-dinner on Saturday. You have the actual services celebration on Sunday at 11. And then you have a dinner after that on Sunday. And all three of those events, I mean, they've passed with flying colors. The fellowship, no wreckers, no ruckus, you know, no chaos. Everybody just loving on each other, family, friends, and church co-workers in the gospel, in the kingdom, coming together under the banner of 150 years for Second Baptist Church in Vincennes, Indiana. So again, we praise God and thank God for that experience. I hope all of you could one day experience something like that, where churches, maybe they be celebrating their 10th anniversary, their 5th, 15, 20, 25, 30, 50, 75, 100, or whatever. But 150 years, that's an accomplishment worthy to be recognized and worthy that all the praise, all the glory, all the honor be given to the Father. But that truly is what it should be given to the Father. Now, those are, so you can see, those 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, were action-packed. And so don't get it twisted. It was very fatiguing. So we're doing the best we can to make our way on back home to the domicile so we can get some rest and relaxation. So we want to ask now that you pray for us as we pray for you. We're coming through this highway. Probably got about another hour or so before we get in. And we're just going to continue to trust God that angels are around this vehicle, guiding us back to our home destination, and that no weapon formed against us or attempt to be formed against us can prosper. Because we are peacemakers. We are the true sons and daughters of the Most High. So again, we thank God for this weekend. It's one that I know I won't forget, being in the midst of those who again, while the numbers are not high today, but who have been part of sustaining a flock, sustaining a body, sustaining a church, so that it could be celebrated for its 150 years. There are not many churches around that can make that a claim that they have been serving God for 150 years and have the historical records and to prove it. So we thank again for that exposure. Thank God for all of the family members that we met, so many I had not seen in a while, and so many Tammy you had not seen in a while either. So we thank God for all of that. Thank God for the new additions that's been added, you know, to the family. I mean, immediate cousins and distant cousins and all of the friends and neighbors that, as you indicated, you hadn't seen in quite some time. So again, we praise God and thank God this evening for allowing us to go and to attend this beautiful 150-year celebration. And we're going to give you a reward this evening as well. We know we typically come on Monday nights and we stay on for an hour. Used to be an hour and a half. Used to stay on now for an hour. But given the fact that we really are just still so overwhelmed and excited about the oneness that we observe, the coming together of God via the Holy Spirit, can cause people that may put something on a program but only show up the day thereof, and driven and given by the Spirit of God, are able to come together with a program that if you did it in Hollywood, it wouldn't be any better. That if you paid $1 million to come and try to set up cameras and make up anything you would attempt to do, you would not be able to come up with a program that would be more effective than what we were able to experience this weekend. But once again, as we say all the time, you just can't outdo God. That if you are faithful, have the faith, you're attempting to do something that's going to be beneficial and something that's going to memorialize God and what he's done in a community, what he's done for a family, what he's done for individuals or for an individual, and we're willing to lift that up, then God will take care of the details and the execution far greater than anything any of us could ever do. So again, we thank God for that. Thank God for this experience that we have, that we enjoyed. The only thing is if we had any wishes on what could have been different, would have been all of the grandchildren could have been there. Some of the grandchildren were there, but not all. That would have been the only, and then the great-grands. That's the only thing that would have topped it off and made it even an even greater experience. But we're not going to complain. We're just going to thank God, and we're praying for Pastor Smith, Deaconess Mama Esther Holloway, Deacon Papa Roy Holloway, and all of the other members of Second Baptist Church in Vincennes, Indiana, that God will continue to bless them, that God will continue to carry them through the next years as they continue to look for growth opportunities and come up with strategies to continue to bring a pertinent gospel to the community of Vincennes, Indiana. So we just wanted to share that with you tonight. It was fresh on our hearts. And there is a connection to oneness. And like, again, Jesus said, I, my Father, are one. You and me, if we're one, you're one with the Father. We're all in oneness together. So we thank God again tonight. We want to remind you that coming up after at 9 o'clock is Minister Leah Killens Empowerment Ministry. Very powerful ministry. I would encourage you to dial back in at 9 o'clock and be blessed. So I want to remind you that on Thursday nights, you have our very own Brother Minister George Flint coming on. Powerful, powerful ministries. So we just thank God. We also want to say if you yourself, you feel that you have a teaching ministry, you've been called to teach or whatever, why don't you just send us a note, you know, send me a note and let us know. Perhaps we can find a way for you too to come and be a part of the Blog Talk family. So we just thank God again tonight for what he's doing in your life and our lives. Be excited about doing work in the kingdom and for the kingdom. And so I'm going to end tonight with a prayer that all of us may be able to find our purpose. Father, I pray tonight that all of us may find our purpose, that we too may look back and see that we've been doing something, Father, as an honor to you and working the kingdom for 5 years, 10 years, 20, 50, 75, whatever it may be. And I pray also, Father, for those that are married 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, because we do know that those who have been married at least 70 years, so we know it's all possible. So we pray tonight as we look at oneness and how oneness is such a beautiful thing that we can come together, Father, and see how Christ marries the body, how the church becomes the bride of Christ himself. And, Father, in that metaphoric example, we come to see and know and to understand that may be captured and embodied in the local church. And if it could be a bride that's always been forgiven, just how much more powerful we can be as individuals if we learn to forgive each other, if we learn to move on and not focus on those things that may have caused us disagreements in the past, but instead we focus on those things that will call us, enable us to be more productive in the future, that we begin to see and know and to understand that God has indeed provided to us a whole lot of help for the body of Christ. All of the prophets, the apostles, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, all released to equip the body, that the saints may be more equipped to go out and to do work in the vineyard. Their work, most of the time, whether we believe it or not, it's just sharing our story, sharing what God has done for us, sharing how God made a way when it appeared to be no way, sharing how he showed up always on time, sharing how we now are able to demonstrate and live by a greater commitment to faith because of something that happened when we thought we were down and out. But in due time, God showed up and God was able to deliver the miraculous. We want to let people know that we focus on the good things, that we don't focus on those things that may be harmful. Why do we want to focus on such a thing when we know and understand that whatever we meditate on, whatever we think about all the time, whatever we mutter over and over, that will become the reality in our life. And so instead, we focus on the good things. We think about those things that are wholesome, those things that are pure, those things that have a good report, because we understand that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And because of that, and because he gives us a word that we can speak that will go out and not return void, we can walk with confidence yet humility, knowing and understanding that as we walk in the fruit of the Spirit with love and joy and peace and patience and goodness and kindness and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control, that there's a power that's released that we can't always explain it. There's something that we feel in our bodies that we can't always explain it, but it's a power that would allow us to go out and do great things. God, we thank you that you gave us creative abilities to do great things. We thank you, Father, that you gave us the ability to forgive when you said there's no number, there's no such how many times it's irrelevant, because you made it a condition that in order for us to be forgiven, we ourselves must learn. So, Father, as we close tonight, we thank you for this abbreviated broadcast and an opportunity to give a little bit more time back to yet your people tonight, thanking you in advance, Father, for the full deliverance of everyone here. We come against, Father, all infirmities, any infirmity that's attempting to attack bodies, our bodies, or the bodies of our family, the bodies of our friends. We reject infirmities. Infirmities, we give you permission to go. No infirmity that's attempting to manifest himself is welcome in anybody. Anyone that's hearing my voice here live now or in the archives, I ask you to agree with me that your body is free from infirmities. Your body no longer is in entanglement, that right now, even as I speak, you are being set free because you believe you're being set free, not any hocus pocus. It may not manifest itself fully in this moment, but you're going to meditate on the fact that the word has been spoken and you have been set free. And so we just thank God in advance for freedom from infirmities, freedom from all forms of diseases, freedom from all forms of stress, anxiety, backbiting, all things that may cause us to undermine, to suboptimize the health that you have made available to us. So we thank you tonight, Father. We lift up this petition to you in the sweet, precious name of Jesus the Christ. And all in agreement simply said, amen. Brothers and sisters, we're going to call it a night. Been a long day. Till we meet again next week. May God bless you richly in all things. Amen and amen.